Hello and welcome, everybody. This is our final broadcast from the Fellowship Incubator. It's been quite a year. And today we have an amazing group of panelists to talk about a really important topic as we kind of close our year as fellows, talking about efficiency, organization, and wellness.
Whatever you have in your life that you value, you need to balance. I think what I learned early on in my career was that beating yourself up over not having enough time for something is not helping yourself at all. You're spinning your wheels. You're cognitively overloading your poor little brain even more. And you need to learn to forgive yourself when you're busy. And sometimes you have particular deadlines that absolutely have to get done. My plan was to really broad stroke hit my career hard before I went and before I had children so that I could put in those long hours, long weeks. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to go into education, but I wasn't sure if I was going to be an effective educator. I had no idea that simulation was going to be my niche. I wouldn't have known that if I didn't broad stroke approach the opportunities in front of me at the beginning of my career. And I wouldn't recommend that throughout your career, but at the beginning, you kind of want to be a yes person and say, you know, yes to a lot of opportunities. As you hone in on your niche, you really need to say no.
That's a great image, Ernie. So you've got family up in one corner, health over here, friends and work. And basically, you're saying when you're in one of those quadrants, you want to stay as present and as into that as possible to get the full benefit of actually participating in those relationships, but always coming back to the middle.
Yeah, you have to have all four, but you can't be thinking about being with your family and then you're always at work, because that doesn't work. Can't be thinking about you're doing papers when you may really want to work on your health. And so you have to sacrifice, and as long as you're present in it, it's okay. Finding that balance is the hard part. It's different for everyone.
I spend probably an equal amount of time with my family as I do my work and even myself now. Now I have time to go train for that run or work out every day. And I'm very selfish about it. I've allowed myself to be at I'm 45, I'm years into my career. So now I say I have to work out. I say it to my children. I say it to work. I have to do it. I think you need to find out what kind of person you are first. I mean, my routine is slightly different than Ernie's, but I'm just as ritualistic, and I've learned that ritual. If I'm working a night, I'll work until a certain point. I'll do meetings up until maybe 1 o'clock. And then I tend to shut everything down too, because I have a hard time shutting off my brain. And if I'm going to try and get to sleep by 4 o'clock, I want everything out of my mind. I want to be able to come home. I want to be able to relax, work out, and be done with all of my emails, thoughts, whatnot, by the time it's time to go to bed at 4 o'clock, and then I get up at 9:40 for my night shift. That works for me and my schedule, my emails. I stay up on my emails. My emails, unlike most people that have an email list that is thousands and thousands long, the only emails that are on my front page are my to-do list. And I have them starred for the very most important ones. And the rest on the bottom are things I have to deal with within the next week. But everything else is archived for my own, I can go back to if I need to, but I don't have to get anything done with them. I can access them, but it's too overwhelming for me to look at. I'm not going to say it. I get so overwhelmed. I'm an emergency medicine doctor, so I can handle that, but it's, I don't want to open up my email and see thousands of emails. Now, if that works for you and it doesn't bother you, then that's fine. But I think productivity, because we're living in such a technological age and where we communicate so much of our productivity through emails, you really have to answer your emails within a couple of days.
One of them is really finding a ritual and a habit to get your stuff done so that you actually accomplish things by the end of the day, being goal oriented and rewarding yourself for these kinds of things. And it's funny that both of you mentioned that you have your rituals and your habits, despite having totally crazy schedules where you have to have a night shift in the middle and you have to be at games and you have to be at kids' things. But even despite that, you're still finding time to make ritualized organizational structure for your productivity. So I think that's one thing that's huge that I'm seeing here. And then the other thing is really being present in whatever you're doing, whether that's you're at work, then be at work and do your work and don't be distracted and get your stuff done. And whether that's like Ernie said at 9 o'clock at night until 1 o'clock in the morning, and that's your productivity time, great, but be present there. Versus if you are at home, be at home and don't be distracted with anything else that's going on. If you are working out, don't worry about all the other stuff. Focus on yourself. So I think those are two themes that definitely came out in that deep workbook and the stuff that you guys are talking about. So I think that's wonderful. And think about what is most important and what's going to carry you the furthest and lead you to where you want to be. And so I think a lot of the themes that you guys were talking about today is really about finding that stuff that's most important to you, that's going to lead you to the right places, especially focusing on wellness going forward in busy attending lives. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for a really awesome conversation.
This podcast is brought to you by Call 9.